Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lamar Jackson would be the only player that has more big plays this season of 20 plus than Lamar Jackson. Like that's pretty wild to think. We could talk about rookie quarterback. How great of you, Jaden Daniels? Like, if you had told me Jaden Daniels, Drew, had that, I'd be like, okay, yeah, Jaden Daniels is having maybe an MVP type season. Yeah. He's going to be rookie of the year. His team's 7-2. I'd be like, wow, that's impressive, but I get it. Did not think I would see a stat involving Bo Nix and Lamar Jackson being in the same category like that. So what does that mean? You know, for this game on Sunday. As we just got done discussing, this goes back to getting pressure on the quarterback. The Chiefs can manufacture it well. The Broncos' offensive line has been good. And someone texted in earlier and said, hey, you know, if you watch him, Nix's mobility is saving them. He's getting pressured a lot. A lot of that is still play action, which is a Sean Payton staple. Play action and bootlegs. That's kind of stuff we saw him do with Drew Brees, right? Throughout his entire time down in New Orleans when Sean Payton had success there. So, yeah, there will be times he's pressured, but again, it is not usually just rushing four. It's having to manufacture it. And we know Spags is great at disguising blitzes. That's why I'm confident is that Bo Nix being a rookie quarterback, and I know he's played a ton of football. We joke about how old he is, and he's only like 2 or 3 years younger than Lamar Jackson, I think. And Lamar's already won 2 MVPs and been in the league for a while. And this is a rookie year for Bo Nix. But I think you can confuse him. I expect Spags to be able to do that, and that's why I'm confident. But Bo Nix can avoid the pressure. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. That's what has made him have some bit of success at times. And I was by no means a Bo Nix supporter necessarily. Drew, you were much higher on him and still are, I guess, than I am. He's been fine. He's been better than I thought he would be. But also the issue that I had around the draft was what exactly is playing out, which is that Jaden Daniels' ceiling is a million times higher. And by the way, he's reaching it right now. Bo Nix, the ceiling is not that high. The floor is not that low. He's just a solid quarterback, and he's already old. That's the issue I had with the Bo Nix pick.
Yeah, I think that's, to me, his peak is always, I know it doesn't sound great, but his peak has been top 15, where he's in the conversation of, I guess, the Derek Carrs or whoever else you want to have in that little category. I didn't think that he would be, I guess, this effective at this early on. I thought that he could get there eventually. But his ability to move around with his legs hadn't been, I guess, his biggest strength. We knew that he was kind of mobile, could run around. It was more of his decision-making that had been the thing that he'd been called out for. But him being able to be mobile as effectively helped him be more effective and productive, which I think, if you're the Chiefs, I mean, it worries you a little bit, I guess. But again, we're not... If you were to say, okay, this guy's as mobile, you're still not worried about Bo Nix, I don't think, because if it was, hey, Jaden Daniels is, the way that he looks a lot like the way Lamar Jackson plays with the arm talent. He's very agile, swift, you know, he's fast, he's able to avoid sacks and get out of the pocket, Russell Wilson-esque, Patrick Mahomes-esque at times, Josh Allen-esque at times. Bo Nix is good at avoiding pressure, but
I mean,
you know that when he has to make a throw still, if there's pressure on him, it's tough for him to make those throws. Like, he's not a passer like any of these other guys that we mentioned who are under pressure still.
Yeah, I mean, he's not in the category of Jaden Daniels. He's not in the category of any of the guys we mentioned. Stat-wise, 8 touchdowns, 6 picks, 1,700 yards. And if you look at just the stats, some people would obviously strictly point out touchdown interception, and they would say, hey, that's not any worse than what Patrick Mahomes is doing. Yeah, but we all know that the individual plays that Patrick Mahomes has also made this season.
Haven't been watching
at all. If you somehow are just going to point that at, the touchdown interception ratio is similar or better. Bo Nix has yet to throw more than one game over 250 yards. One time this year, he's thrown for over 250 yards. That was back against Carolina 2 weeks ago. 284, his best game, honestly. 284, three touchdowns, no picks. That was his best game as an NFL starter. He started the year against Seattle and Pittsburgh. He had no touchdowns in two games and four picks. They were both losses. And then their wins this year against Tampa, the Jets, the Rams, New Orleans, and Carolina. So we've talked a lot about, you know, fraudulent teams and who do you beat? Hey, it's your schedule, but still, like, how much you believe in a team. Their wins, Carolina, New Orleans are two of the worst teams in football. New Orleans just fired their head coach. Carolina, we know what they are.
Yeah.
They beat the Jets, who at that time, especially end of September, were really not playing well. Tampa, that's their most impressive win. It's not close. The Tampa win was actually, I don't know how, by the way. Like, what happened? They won, and Bo Nix, by the way, had no touchdown passes, and they still won. They won. They beat up Tampa 26-7. That was the outlier of all outliers of the season. So, you know, I think the fact that Denver was able to beat Kansas City last year also in a weird way gives me more confidence that they're not going to get upset and caught off guard. The fact that Denver and Russell Wilson were able to snap that long, long streak. Now, the streak at Arrowhead still continues, if I'm not mistaken. But in general, the Broncos streak went all the way back to the Peyton Manning days prior to last season. So Bo Nix, I'm curious to see him play live for the first time. Have you committed? Are you promising me? Will you finally go to Arrowhead? You have, Drew.
The plan is to go to Arrowhead.
The plan. Can you commit unless something comes up? Can you commit? You have a press pass. I'm going to the game on Sunday. You have never, listeners, you guys have been asking to do this too.
The plan is to go.
This talk about atmosphere, all this talk about Cincy, all this talk about whiteouts and things like that. Experience. I'm sure some listener will also invite you to their tailgate even before the game. Can you go to Arrowhead for the first time? I'll be up there. I don't know if Mac is going to the game or not. I'll have to ask him.
He might be going.
You got to experience Arrowhead for the first time, Drew. This is a perfect game. It's a noon kick. Your Bengals aren't even playing. Like, come on.
Yep. All the cards align. I think I'm the plan is to make it out there. Yes. And experience Arrowhead for the first time.
And I want your honest opinion. Now, you wouldn't be going as a fan, so you'd have a different perspective.
Correct. I'm not going to be celebrating a Bo Nix touchdown. Believe me, that's not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Yeah. Someone on the text line, we mentioned Bo Nix only has one game over 250. They're like, how many does Patrick Mahomes have? A quick glance, 1, 2, 3, 4. Four games to go with 11 touchdowns, 9 picks. So even his touchdown interception ratio has already improved.
Yeah, I just think that if you want a box score watch or stat look, like, he looks like he's playing better than maybe what he actually has. He's been good, solid. For being a rookie, I would say going into the season, he's having a decent rookie season. I don't think it's anything to be he's in the conversation for rookie of the year, but he's playing all right.
I just think the Broncos are entering reality. You know, the last week was the start of what I think is a 3 or 4 game losing streak, or 3 of 4 for them. You know, they're in a playoff spot as it stands. I believe that is going to quickly evaporate.
Yeah.
Started last weekend and into this one. You already got an invite. You see that? 913-586-7965. Someone says, all you guys come to our tailgate. Lot D, the Tequila Gators. That sounds right up your alley, Drew. Tequila Gators. Mm. You can hang out with them pregame. Drinking tailgating just, before you go in the press box.
Just 1,800,
is that
just it?
Don't get too hammered before you got to be in the press box. People saying, Drew, you should go. It's going to be fun. Someone offering to DM them on Twitter. You can stop by their tailgate as long as you're not wearing any Bengals gear, which I can confirm, even if he goes, he will not. And I can say that confidently because we'll be in the press box. So you can't wear gear.
I was going to say, if they're playing the Bengals, I'm not wearing Bengals gear. Going to the press box,
you should go. You should experience that for the Arrowhead for the first time, but also just in general. You haven't been in the locker room before or anything. Have you been in an NFL locker room yet? Or covered like an NFL game, I should say.
And covered an NFL game, no.
See, you should go Sunday. There's like no reason for you not to, unless you had plans with the wife already or something. My guess is you were planning on sitting on your ass and watching football anyway, right?
That was the plan.
I get it. Nothing wrong with that, but like, you might as well go. So, someone else says, you don't deserve it.
Mm.
Someone else says Arrowhead will be fine without Drew ever going.
Hey, hey. Look. Thanks. Thanks, but no thanks, I guess, for the non-invite.
You're going to the game Sunday.
The plan is...
I will offer to drive.
I will say this. There is one thing that I need to I need to check on.
Goodness.
And it has nothing to do with my wife, no.
What?
It has nothing to do with...
What, is there a NASCAR race you need to watch? You can, on your laptop, you can pull up Red Zone, which is what I do. You can still have your laptop on Red Zone. You can still have your laptop on NASCAR if you need to watch that.
The championship races on Sunday.
Hmm. What time?
I don't know. That's...
Like, this is the championship of... This is it?
This is the last race of the season. 2 p.m.
2 o'clock? Oh, you're good. How long's a normal NASCAR race? I don't watch. What, 3 hours?
3-ish hours, yeah.
All right. Chiefs game's at noon. 2 o'clock. You miss the first hour of the race, hour and a half of the race. You can still pull it up on your laptop next to you. It's not like you're not going to be in the crowd where you can't get Wi-Fi connected. Mm. You're in the press box. You'll be able to watch if you pull up YouTube TV on your laptop or phone. You can have that on the backdrop while you're watching the Chiefs beat the Broncos' ass.
Please, yeah. All right. Someone said, can you wear Chiefs gear in the press box?
No.
I don't think you can either.
You cannot.
Yeah.
No, it's neutral. The press box is a neutral working atmosphere, working environment, as they say.
From the 913, Drew's worried that if he goes to Arrowhead, he'll become a Chiefs fan. No, I'm not. But
the text line is correct.
Sure.
You're making me try to convince you as like, that sounds like Cody trying to go to a strip club for the bet. Like, you're going to a football game. It shouldn't be that difficult for me to convince you to go.
It's not convincing me to go. It's me actually, I guess, getting off my ass and going to go. It's not even, I don't necessarily need convincing. I almost have to convince myself.
You just got, go once. I'm not saying you have to go every week, but the fact that you haven't been is why I've been pushing you to go so badly for Sunday. Cause like you truly should. Like you've been in Kansas City for over a year. You probably should experience what a game, even as a member of the media, instead of going as a fan, should do both.
From the 816, Drew would rather watch NASCAR than Chiefs football. That's not what I said. That's not what I said. If I were at home, the Chiefs game's on the TV. I'm watching the Chiefs game.
Mm-hmm.
NASCAR's on the iPad.
So you can do the same. You can do the same thing on Sunday in the press box.
It's the exact same way.
Right. Well, I appreciate those of you who texted in with some info, Drew. You can write that stuff down. Screenshot
that. Should I announce it on Sunday morning? I'm going to the Chiefs game.
You should. Somebody inviting you to a breakfast tailgate.
Oh,
and left their phone number. So we've got, that's 3 or 4 separate tailgates you've been invited to welcome you to Arrowhead. I think you should stop by. Say hello to the people.
I do appreciate the text line still calling me kid. Thank you. Thank you.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.